You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra. In this episode, we continue with the first of three addendums to the primary leadership development course. Let's go. Welcome to Addendum 1 of the Primary Leadership Development Course. In this session, we will talk about something that many, if not all, current and future leaders have encountered or will encounter, and that is the dreaded imposter syndrome. And by identifying and dealing with imposter syndrome as soon as possible, the near debilitating outcome can be avoided. Now, as part of a developing leader, it is critical when it comes to knowing yourself and knowing when imposter syndrome creeps in. And as you go through your growth, both personally and professionally, this is really important. So no one is immune. Seriously, no one's immune to the biggest debilitating disease that leaders face. And all leaders, it doesn't matter if they are new, still learning, or seasoned veterans, each and every one of them, you and I included, at one point or another, will face imposter syndrome. Now, this imposter syndrome can strike at any time, and to varying degrees. See, sometimes it just starts off as a simple doubt or reacting to a negative comment from someone who has no idea who you are or what you do. Now, if you do not do something about it sooner rather than later, that little nugget of self-doubt or negativity can grow and foster and fester to the point that you can no longer get things done. So you become indecisive, and it can get worse. Now, while I am not a trained psychologist, I do have firsthand experience with imposter syndrome. There was a time not so long ago I was being questioned about what I brought to the table by someone who was a bad micromanager. Then within my own family, I was questioned as to who did I think I was, and what did I think I was going to accomplish by doing the job I wanted to do. Oh yeah, those little nuggets of negativity can find those cracks and crevices in our mind, and then they start to grow and they fester. Now, if it wasn't for one individual in my life that told me to snap out of it and figure out what you're going to do to truly believe you are doing what is right for you and cast that negativity out of your mind. Yes, my wife prompted me to get out of the funk that years of negativity slowly built. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Imposter syndrome can never be eradicated. It can be controlled, it can be managed and minimized to no longer render you combat ineffective. What is combat ineffective? Well, that's a term that I hope is still being used in the military, in the army. See, back then we used it when a unit is no longer able to accomplish its given mission, when an individual can no longer get the job done. And as a leader, you cannot afford to render yourself combat ineffective due to imposter syndrome. So let's do something about it. First off, what is imposter syndrome? Well, let's define it. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern where individuals doubt their accomplishments and have a persistent fear of being exposed as a quote-unquote fraud. Now, it happens. You see, it can happen, and we've all at one point or another said, now, who do I think I am? But again, no, we got to get out of it. So some of the symptoms are, and some of these caught me by surprise too, but perfectionism, that's a symptom of imposter syndrome. Overworking, undermining your own achievements, fear of failure. Well, everybody's afraid of failure. So again, there's that fine point. And of course, discounting praise. Oh, they're just going through the motions. They have to tell me this. They have to tell me that. Well, who's affected? Commonly, this imposter syndrome is you're going to find it among high achievers. It affects individuals across various professions and levels of experience. So you see, no one's immune. So what can be done? What can be done to overcome the imposter syndrome? Well, you acknowledge it and recognize it. The sooner the better. And understanding that imposter syndrome is a common experience. Now, of course, it's something people are not going to go around sharing, but it's something they all think in their mind. And that's why I'm not afraid to tell you, hey, it's happened to me. So identifying specific thoughts and feelings associated with the imposter syndrome, you know, make sure you recognize these. Is that doubt, right? That undermining your achievements, minimizing or deflecting or discounting praise, right? But you also need to learn how to reframe your negative thoughts. You know, challenge and replace negative self-talk with positive affirmation. No. Again, you've got that negative self-talk because that's crept in. Well, you know, you start asking yourself, well, they say, who do I think I am? Then you start believing, well, who do you think you are? And you start doubting yourself. You got to turn that around. You focus on evidence of competence and past successes. And folks, to be a leader, you're going to have a level of confidence and competence and past successes. And that's what's going to give you that credibility. And that's what people are going to recognize in a leader. But hey, it doesn't hurt to seek support and mentorship. Discuss feelings with trusted colleagues or mentors. Join peer support groups or professional networks. They're out there. I've recently joined a professional network. Again, to figure out what it is that's going on and what is it I need to do to continue to elevate what I want to accomplish to get further and further along. So in that, one of the things to do dealing with imposter syndrome is setting those realistic goals. Break your tasks into manageable steps. And of course, celebrate those small achievements, because those achievements, you build on them every single time. And don't forget to develop some self-compassion along the way. Practice mindfulness and self-care. Accept that making mistakes is part of learning. It's part of the learning process. The more you make mistakes, the more you learn from them, the better you become. And you're going to make mistakes again in the future, but you're going to make better mistakes. And making better mistakes, you're going to learn from those. And again, continue making better and better mistakes. It's going to happen. We're only human. Now, how do we prevent imposter syndrome from recurring? Because it's going to come back. It does, like I said, it never goes away. But you're constantly aware of it. You're constantly mindful of it. You're continuously practicing on, and you're continuously self-reflecting and learning and growing from everything that you've experienced. Regularly assess personal and achievements and growth. Keep a journal. Folks, if you're not journaling, I highly suggest you do, because it's a great tool. Because not only are you journaling successes, but you also journal the failures, so you can turn that negative into a positive later on down the road. And of course, as always, keep a journal of positive feedback. Not as a who do I have to give positive feedback to later on. No, this is more of, hey, who's in my corner? You start recognizing those people that are in your corner, and you start to recognize those that are not in your corner. Yeah, keep track of those too, because if they're not in your corner, you know, it's not of they're with me or against me. No, most people are out there for themselves. So, but keep track of who's for you. Maintain a healthy work-life balance. Now, when it comes to work-life balance, there's one thing I believe. There'll never be a balance. Something always has to give. Spend too much time at work, your family suffers. So you slide over, and we're going to spend more time with the family. And then work suffers. So you see, you're always constantly on that teeter-totter and trying to maintain that balance, and it's never going to work. Something's always going to give. But you know what? You keep trying. You keep trying to maintain that balance, and a healthy balance. So ensure that there's times for rest and time for relaxation. Engage in activities outside of work that bring you joy and fulfillment. Engage in activities outside of work that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, folks, I'm going to separate this here to break it down a little bit more. All right. Work-based team building exercises outside of the office is not outside of work. You're still working. So be careful. Don't fall for that. No, it's more to build a solid work environment. But what about home life? So ensuring that you're cultivating a growth mindset. Growth mindset definitely is key to self-leadership. It's key to keeping that imposter syndrome down. So embrace your challenges, view failures as opportunities for learning, and always view failures as opportunities for learning. Encourage a culture of feedback and improvement within the teams, within your family, within personal life. Again, work-life balance. So if you're getting that feedback and you're soliciting improvement from work, well, Why don't you do the same thing at home? Remember, the ones that we should be spending more time with and more important time with, we don't. But the ones we are 8 to 5, you know, we do spend a majority of our days with those people. And yes, it does serve to grow and create a culture of feedback and improvement, but don't forget to do it at home as well. So stay connected with your support groups, regular check-ins with mentors and peers. My Army buddies and I, we do it every day. We check in every day. And that works for us. You know, we're not on the phone with each other, but hey, we first thing in the morning, we check in. Hey, how's it going? How's the weather? And then we move on. But they're always there on the other end because they check in also. So find a way to check in with mentors and peers. What works for you? Maybe not every day, but it works for us. Find out what works for you. Participate in ongoing professional development and training. Like I said, I joined an association, and for that reason, to participate in ongoing professional development and training, to again enhance what I already have, to foster more growth, more development. And that's how we get better. And that's how we minimize that imposter syndrome. Now, so we talked about, what do we do if it comes back? Well, what can we do? But what do we do if it returns, if it sets in? What if imposter syndrome, we overlooked it for a little too long and boom, there it is. Well, again, revisit your coping strategies. You know, reflect and apply previously effective techniques. They might just work again and again, and that might just be it. But again, remember, it does help to recognize things early. Now, remind yourself of past achievements and capabilities. Again, I've said it before. What brought you to this state? What puts you in the position you're in now? You had to achieve something. You have to be capable and competent in something to get to where you are. So there is no imposter there. You're genuine. You're authentic. You're what got there. But, hey, folks, sometimes, you know, again, it doesn't hurt. And as a veteran, I call out to other veterans to make the call. So I'm asking you, if you need help, professional help, get it. They're out there for a reason. That's why those individuals are there. They're not there to make a buck. If they're there to make a buck, that's the wrong reason they're in it. They're there to help. Then get that professional help. It doesn't hurt to get that professional help. I say it to veterans all the time. Hey, make the call. Call that veterans crisis line if you need it. Veterans, if you're listening, make the call. Make the call. Make veterans crisis line. And again, folks, get that professional help. If things just continue, you're working on it, but that imposter syndrome has overtaken your life, then no matter what, consider counseling or coaching for additional support. If your organization has an employee assistance program, find out to what level that employee assistance program or EAP is, and use it. If they're already spending the money for it, you might as well use it. All right. And of course, yes, they have to maintain confidentiality. You know, they're just going to say another employee is using a service, but that's it. They can't say anything else because, again, it won't work if that's all they're doing. No. So a real good, solid employee assistance program works only when it's there to help the employee, not to tattle on the employee. Alrighty. Now, don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, communicating with trusted colleagues. Again, this is if it returns, if the imposter syndrome returns and it settles in. Again, don't hesitate. Open up about current feelings and experiences. And I know it might be a little rough. It might be a little difficult sometimes, but it can be done. Find the trusted colleague. Gain perspective and advice from others who may have similar experience. Now, be careful here. Be careful here. Because who you're looking to for advice, who you're opening up to and getting a perspective advice, might be an individual, and I've had those individuals too in my life, where you bring a problem to them and immediately they'll tell you about their problem. And it becomes a conversation about them. You leave worse than when you arrive. See, they're not there to listen. So again, make sure it's somebody that will listen, someone you trust, someone you can communicate honestly and openly with. And again, don't just go on the word of, well, you can always come to me. To do what, right? They leave it open-ended. So be careful. But again, if you find somebody you trust, then gain their perspective, look the world from their eyes, and listen to their advice, not their story. Because if all they have is a story but no advice, then they're not doing you a service. They're actually doing you a disservice. Now, when it comes to dealing on your own. When imposter syndrome returns, well, again, engage in self-care practices. Prioritize your mental and your physical health first. Again, I've been a huge proponent of this. Somebody asked me many, many, many years ago, who is number one in your life? You know, and we were in a group setting, and others said God. Okay, well, I get that. Others said their family. I said that. And pretty much everybody said that until it got to me, and I was not going to pull any punches. I said, me. I'm number one. I'm the top priority. Why? Because if I'm expected to raise a family, then I better be at my A game to be there to raise a family, right? I have to take care of myself. I have to prioritize my mental and physical health first, put it at the top, and then I don't need to worry about that because now I can take care of my family. Now I can take care of what needs to be taken care of, family, religion, and then my job. It caught people off guard, but it makes sense, and it still makes sense to this day, and I truly believe it. So again, prioritize your mental health and your physical health, and then you work from there. Also, practice stress reduction techniques such as meditation or exercise. And again, those I find myself lacking lately. But it's slowly ramping back up. And again, don't feel like once you're done. No, ramp it back up. Get back on the horse. Do it all over again. Start again from scratch. If you have to start with 5 push-ups when you were doing 50, well, guess what? You started 5, but you're doing them. Again, practice stress reduction techniques. And trust me, sitting in front of the TV watching America's Got Talent is not a stress reduction technique. So again, meditate, exercise, or a combination thereof. So again, there's a lot you can do when it comes to dealing with imposter syndrome, once you identify it or if it makes a return. So as I mentioned, imposter syndrome affects millions every day. Imposter syndrome is not the end of being a leader or the end of being a subject matter expert. In fact, imposter syndrome should be the stepping stone to reinforcing who you are, what you know, and why you do what you do. And it's not something that's going to stop you from being the best you can be. See, identifying and dealing with imposter syndrome as soon as possible is the best thing you can do, especially when it comes to new and up-and-coming leaders. It's going to happen to you, but the sooner you identify it and you're on it and you're working through it and you're putting it behind you, the better off you're going to be, and that much of a better leader you're going to be, because now you have some experience that you can pass along to others when they come to you, when they see you as a mentor, and now you can share them something. I want to remind you that we still have so much more to go, so please know that there is more to this course and just the audio in this podcast. I invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com/primary. That's daveguerra.com/primary. Now, once you're there you're going to find the course materials such as this audio, a video or two, some PDF documents for you to download, and other training material to help you move through the course. Now, while this is just the first addendum of the Primary Leadership Development course, we're not done. We have more to go. In a couple of weeks, I'll post the next addendum to this to the Primary Leadership Development. And again, this is to expand on and amplify what the entire Primary Leadership Development course has presented so far. And for future individuals, again, it's going to be available to them as well. So I hope you continue to join me on this journey. Well, we've reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it both entertaining and educational and informative. Also, I do hope you continue to join me for the next episode. And please don't forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com or on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram. That's Dave_Guerra. And I look forward to hearing from you. And listen, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and remain resilient. I am your host, David Guerra, and thank you for joining me today.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.